is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Happy Thursday to you. I'm going to get you closer to Friday. I'm going to get you closer to Saturday. I'm going to get you closer to the weekend. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host in New York City. His name is Ryan Hickey. You've already been hanging out for an hour. Where have you been? Don't worry, we're here now. You can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We heard from Kenny Pickett, who said he is looking forward to being quarterback one for the Browns. Okay, that ain't going to happen. We talked about Cooper Flagg, the most exciting male college basketball player for Duke. The favorites to win the national championship, number one team in the AP poll. Cooper Flagg went down with a high ankle. Well, he went down with an ankle sprain. I don't want to call it high. I don't want to call it low. We can best be assured that he will not be playing in the rest of the ACC tournament. We don't know if he's going to play starting next week in the big dance. We have no idea. We'll wait to see. Speaking of injuries, we learned that De'Aaron Fox of the San Antonio Spurs, he's going to have finger surgery. He is out for the rest of the regular season. We heard from Joey Bosa, the newest member of the Buffalo Bills. He said he was excited to be a member of the Buffalo Bills. But I think if you've ever heard Joey Bosa speak, he never sounds excited about anything. Nothing. And we got so much more to do as the show continues on. We did mention briefly the Oklahoma City Thunder. Last night they beat the Boston Celtics in what could be an NBA Finals preview. And after the Oklahoma City Thunder won and beat the Celtics, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, this guy's, I didn't know he had a logo, by the way. This guy's logo was shining on landmarks all across the city, including the TD Bank Center, Garden, whatever the hell they call it, the home of the Celtics. Imagine beating a basketball team and then branding it with your logo and lights outside. We'll get into that in a minute. Talk about the Bengals still trying to figure out life, this deal with Trey Hendrickson. Coach Tibbs, Tom Thibodeau, was back in the news for, you know, making his players play basketball for 48 hours straight, not minutes, hours. People are complaining about that. Bill Belichick is trying to figure out his emails. And so we got a lot to get into. And by the way, Aaron Rodgers still doesn't have a job. And Russell Wilson doesn't have a job, but he met with the Browns today. That's bad news for Kenny Pickett. I know Kenny Pickett is shaking in his boots. And then who knows? Even maybe Aaron Rodgers retires. Pat McAfee had some words and some thoughts on that. Maybe he just disappears into the wilderness. We'll see. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Jerry is here from South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Jerry, what's up?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my phone call.
Sure.
How you doing today?
I'm okay. What's up?
Good, man. Yeah, I think Chris Paul paid exactly 2 years' wait for us, 03, 04, 04, 05. I also want to talk about OKC, big win in Boston last night. That was a big win. Lakers couldn't win in Boston last weekend. The Thunder did it. Kind of makes me think the Thunder can beat the Lakers in the playoff if LeBron's healthy. But still, it's going to be a good series there. But, yeah, Cleveland's 15-game winning streak is impressive. I think that's their second 15-game winning streak.
Yeah, they tied. I mean,
yeah, very impressive. It'd probably be them. They have to get by Boston. No, but it's going to be a really good series if they happen. And then I think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is definitely the NBA MVP this year. What do you think of that?
Yeah, we talked about this the other day. And thank you, Jerry, for calling from South Carolina. Yeah, this is definitely going to be a conversation that goes on for the next month. Who's the MVP? Is it Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? Is it Nikola Jokic? This is what we know as fact. Nikola Jokic already has three MVPs. Nikola Jokic is also averaging a triple-double this season. He's top three in, like, the top categories, points, rebounds, and assists. So it's not like he's out here, you know, just filling up the stat sheet with nothing. You know, a couple of years ago, I guess it's not a couple of years ago at this point, maybe 8 years to a decade ago, Russell Westbrook was being accused of just stat padding. Like, he was inefficient when it came down to his shooting and what he did. He was basically the whole team when Kevin Durant decided to leave. Nikola Jokic is efficient. Like, he ain't taking bad shots. It's like every shot he takes is a good shot. Every decision he makes is a great decision. And the only reason why Nikola Jokic won't win MVP is because people don't want to give it to him again. It's as simple as that. It's not fair, but it's what it is. Like, there's so many storylines when it comes down to MVP. Who won the MVP? How many times have they won the MVP? Oh, well, we can't have a three-time MVP and now give him a fourth. Like, that's just basically what it comes down to. But without a doubt, Nikola Jokic is the best player in the NBA. Would I give him MVP? Yes. Is he going to get it? No. It's going to go to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. This man is leading the NBA in scoring at almost 33 points a game. And last night, he did something that was impressive. He went into Boston, and he helped the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the defending champs. The final score in Boston, 118 to 112. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 34 points, 7 assists, and 5 rebounds. Chet Holmgren, I don't know, he's like the opposite of Wembanyama. Had 23 points and 15 rebounds, and God bless him, he was healthy. He made it through the game. Kristaps Porzingis did not play. I feel like Kristaps Porzingis has been out with a non-COVID injury or virus or whatever, sickness. It feels like for weeks now. And so Tatum had 33. Brown had a terrible game, 10 points on 5 of 15 shooting. He could not hit anything to save his life. And OKC now improves their record to 54-12. Last year, they had a record of 57-25. They were booted out of the postseason by the team that eventually went on to represent the Western Conference, and that's the Dallas Mavericks. And so the Thunder, they're young. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Chet Holmgren and Jalen Williams didn't play last night. Everybody's young. Lou Dort. Like Sam Presti and the Oklahoma City Thunder, like they find a way to young talent that just get the job done. We've seen this before with some guys named Durant, Harden, and Westbrook. Ultimately, these three guys are all going into the Hall of Fame. They all won MVP, and they were all on one team. They were just too young at the time. Is Oklahoma City, is this version of the Thunder, are they going to win a championship? Well, according to Brian Windhorst, yesterday, before they beat the Celtics, he was on First Take and he says, you know what? All these teams in the West, they ain't afraid of the Thunder. Listen to this.
I don't mean to have to be the guy who is defending Oklahoma City day in and day out on this program. I'm not even like arguing that they are a lock or that they are one of the great teams of the last decade. But my God, is there an incredible amount of disrespect for this team? And Mad Dog, it's not just you. I hear it every day. I hear it implicitly from other people I talk to in the league. I hear it implicitly from players out there who are like, yeah, we'll be all fine with on the same side of the bracket as Oklahoma City. They just don't respect them.
Yeah, they got to beat somebody. I'm sorry. Hickey, why was he so up in arms about that? Because he was doing a morning sports show? He sounded exasperated.
I mean, I get it just because they've been so dominant all season long. They're the best team in the West now for the second year in a row. I get you have to prove it in the postseason. And losing the second round now, albeit to the team that went to the finals at least in the Mavs last year, still losing the second round is not, kind of maybe proves to the point of, hey, they're regular season champs and come postseason time we can exploit them for their inexperience. I mean, I guess they have to prove it in the playoffs, right? But I guess where Brian Windhorst's exasperation comes from is there's really outside of just that, getting it done in the postseason, what other thing can you criticize and or question right now about the Thunder?
Nothing. They're like a lot of teams. We just got to wait and see. That's it. Is that reason? We just got to wait and see. They're no different in a shorter amount of time. They're no different than the same conversation we had yesterday about the Buffalo Bills and the Ravens. Like, when are you going to get over the hump? I get it. This is a young team. But who cares what they do in the regular season? Like, is this not to be expected, what they're doing right now? Like, is it shocking to anybody? Like, why should anybody care what the Thunder are doing? Is Chet Holmgren going to be healthy in, I don't know, next month, May, and maybe June? I don't know. If he's not healthy, this team is cooked. And we've also never seen Chet Holmgren, you know, stand in a postseason next to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and say, I'm going to be your Robin. Like, if SGA has to go out there and do it by himself, man, OKC ain't winning nothing. Like, if they played the Boston Celtics and everybody was healthy, Porzingis was healthy, and Holmgren was healthy, and Williams was healthy, I'm still picking the Celtics, man. I'm not ready. And so let's see OKC do it. Let's see him do. Let's go to the finals first, okay? Forget that. Go to the Western Conference Finals. And let's see if Chet Holmgren can play in the playoffs where things are going to be much more physical. Like, it's one thing to run around in the regular season. Nobody wants to touch each other. What you going to do when the game slows down? I've seen Chet Holmgren fly in the air. He lands on his backside, and now he's out for 3 months. I've seen Chet Holmgren land on a dunk, and now he's busted up his foot. He's fragile. This guy's like 8 feet tall, and he weighs 100 pounds. It's quite treacherous. I'm not looking all that deep into the Thunder until they actually go to the West Finals. Do that at a minimum. But last night was good. You beat the defending champs. There was no Porzingis. Speaking of somebody who's not healthy, there's no Jalen Williams to their side. And they won. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he said, you know what? Coming into Boston and beating the Celtics, it's a big deal.
That's huge. Like, just because they've done it, like, because they've done what we're trying to do, the games against them are always going to be heightened. They're always going to be a little bit more exciting. They've, like I said, achieved what we're trying to accomplish. And there's no better test in the NBA. Like, you play for late June. And they're the team that won late June, so playing against them is always fun, always a really big challenge, and something that we get to test ourselves against, and I guess we passed two tests so far.
And whatever. Hey, see, Hickey, he's not even that excited.
He started the clip by saying it's huge.
Oh, whatever. He knows he has to win when it matters, bro. You think they're going to the Western? Well, you think they're going to the finals?
I do. I would agree with what you said before. I think Boston's repeating. I don't think it's anything to hold your head down about if you're the Thunder. But I think they're the best team in the West. I mean, now with the LeBron injury, I think that really throws a monkey wrench into the Lakers' chances. They also have some size issue as well. But I think the Thunder, this is the year they, at least in the Western Conference, prove it and prove any doubters wrong.
Well, I would think so too, right? Is anybody trusting Memphis? No, not really. They're number two in the West. Nobody talks about them. I think Denver, I don't think they ultimately have enough. Jokic, like Jamal Murray and Porter got a ball out. And when have they ever done that consistently? Never. And a lot of their pieces that they've won with, like Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, this guy's gone. You got the Los Angeles Lakers. Concerns about LeBron and his groin. We don't know when he's going to be back. Houston Rockets are, well, they're young. Golden State, I like Steph Curry. I will root against Jimmy Butler. I don't think they got enough. Minnesota, Julius Randle, hell no, not him and Edwards. Hickey, the Clippers, right? They don't have enough, right?
There was a second of optimism. The Clippers?
No. Well, Kawhi has been playing. He's been playing surprisingly.
He has. He's been playing well. And James Harden maybe has found the fountain of youth. He had a 50-50 burger recently.
And so, yeah. And after that, you can just forget about it, okay? After the Los Angeles Clippers, you have the Sacramento Kings, waste of time. You have the Phoenix Suns. They are sub-500, waste. Oh, my God. Hickey, how are they this bad? Oh, my God.
They are really bad.
The Phoenix Suns are 30-36. The San Antonio Spurs with no Wembanyama, De'Aaron Fox, we found out, is just going to have finger surgery. They're only 2 games ahead of San Antonio. No wonder they fighting. Last night I saw Plumlee put a fist and I don't know. Who was he fighting? That big guy from New Zealand? What's that guy? Rot? What's the dude's name?
On which team? New Zealand.
He used to play on OKC. Then he played. He's always the muscle. The muscle. You know what I'm talking about. With the long hair and the tattoos.
Oh,
the tribal
Steven
tats.
Adams.
Yeah.
Yeah. He tried to. I did not see that last.
Plumlee.
What?
Plumlee went. No, they didn't try to fight.
Well, classic.
They were tussling like under the basket. And Adams got hooked under Plumlee. And Plumlee tried to push him down. And then he fell on top of Adams. And somehow Plumlee was the one who ended up bleeding. Like, I don't know if you want to hit Steven. Does he feel pain?
No. Not at all.
Like, I feel like if you punched him in the face, I feel like he wouldn't move. Like, he would eat anybody's punch. If there's one guy in the NBA you said, who can take a punch in the league? I'd be like Steven Adams. The guy's jaw looks like it's made out of granite, not to be moved.
He probably was smiling the whole time he's getting that gigantic tribal tattoo. Probably felt no pain for hours on end as he's getting tattooed.
Yeah, don't they say he eats? Well, he can't because his body would destroy itself. That's how Brock is. The total side note. Hickey, do you know Brock Lesnar got like his intestines or whatever? I forgot what it is. He had to have part of it removed because all he ate was meat.
No, really?
Yes, Hickey. Come on, man.
I mean, that doesn't.
This man didn't know. Bro, you got to have a vegetable every now and then. Can you have one like eat as much steak as you want? Can you have one head of broccoli with that something?
Meat every meal every day?
I don't know. I don't know every day, but just like no vegetables.
Is that what, bacon every day, sausage? Like, what are you having for breakfast?
That's like what's that thing called? Caveman? Like just eat meat all day?
Yeah, not the opposite. Well, I don't know, but keto, somewhat keto. Oh, that's I like.
Hey, here we go.
Say something.
While there's no definitive public statement from Brock Lesnar about a complete exclusion of vegetables from his diet, his focus on a high-protein, meat-heavy diet, coupled with his background as a farm boy, suggests he likely consumes minimal vegetables. Brock Lesnar.
It's a very nice way of putting it.
Brock Lesnar is known for building muscle through intense weight training and a high-protein diet. This suggests a preference for protein-rich foods like meat, which would lead to a reduced intake of vegetables. Oh, my God.
He was an or guy, not an and guy, huh? I'm not having steak and potatoes. I'm having steak, period. Oh, no steak and broccoli.
Oh, here it is, son. I was feeling much healthier than before. I would joke around a lot about never eating my vegetables before, but diverticulitis changed my outlook. Well, damn, Hickey. If I need part of my insides ripped out because I didn't eat vegetables, what a world. Like, they tell you that from when you're a kid. Like, they eat your vegetables. They tell you that when you're a kid.
I'm glad he learned his lesson, at least, because there are plenty of stubborn people out there. So I'm going right back to it.
This guy's,
screw it.
He's got to be about 50 years old. It took him, he was probably in his early 40s when he's just like, you know what? Like, who wakes up and goes, yeah, I'll have some bacon, I'll have some steak, give me some pancakes.
I guess they were right after all. Who would have thought vegetables were good for you, man? The doctors, I guess they were right.
Yeah, doctors are lying.
Hand up, my bad. Go figure.
It's like, well, could you imagine him going to the doctor's office and looking at Brock Lesnar and go, hey, man, so what do you eat? Like meat and what else?
Meat, protein shake,
meat, protein shake. You eat fruits and vegetables, cow? Like, no, that doesn't count. Oh, man. Yeah. Steven Adams. I'm gonna look up his diet in a break because I can't imagine his diet is any better. Listen, people, you're going to give something up. Give up some meat. Throw some vegetables in there. It's called a balanced diet. It'll save your insides. Ask Brock Lesnar. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. Speaking of giving things up, hey, we heard from the newest member of the Buffalo Bills last hour. Joey Bosa spoke and explained why he joined the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills quarterback spoke today. Yeah, Josh Allen. And Josh Allen explained why he gave something up. Money. This man left money on the table for the Buffalo Bills, and apparently it's worked. We'll hear from Josh Allen on the other side, and then Aaron Rodgers might be calling it quits. We'll talk about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, it's explosive. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. This portion of the show is sponsored by Hyundai. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event is going on now. Get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. But don't wait. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. Oh, but is this still going on? We're going to get to Josh Allen in a second. Hickey, Stephen A. Smith went on another show. He was on Fox complaining about LeBron again.
We should not be surprised. If there was one person to milk a story like this, is it not him?
Oh, my God. He was number one. Well, no, what was he? Number two crybaby yesterday?
Number two ahead of LeBron, who's number three.
This guy's doing a whole tour. And then I saw somebody rip him to shreds again, Stephen A. Smith. I forgot who it was, but they were just like, oh, was it Ryan Clark? I got to see. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't want to put words in his mouth. Shout outs to New Orleans. No, but there was somebody who pretty much said, look, Stephen A. Smith has been saying for years, if anybody has a problem with me, you come talk to me. I'm in all the arenas, you know, come talk to me. Well, LeBron came and talked to him and he didn't do anything. I got to see who that was. But damn. Next thing, Hickey, he's going to be on Sesame Street complaining about LeBron the way he's going. He's like been on like eight different shows already.
Oscar the Grouch, I think, needs an explanation. He needs to know.
Oscar the Grouch should tell him to scram.
Get in the dumpster. Yeah. Never come out.
What? Stephen A. should get in a dumpster?
Yeah, climb in there.
Oscar, he got a whole world in there, don't he?
I believe he does.
He might have the biggest house of everybody on Sesame. You jump in that dumpster with Oscar, I feel like it's another dimension, man.
Never ending.
Yeah, he got like a whole community. Aren't there like a community down there? A family of grouches? I don't know.
Underground hidden family.
Well, it takes place in New York, doesn't it? Sesame Street?
I mean, makes sense if you go into his world and it's just a world in a dumpster.
Yeah, well, man, have you seen the train station? It might as well be. Maybe Oscar lives in the train. I don't know.
That would be very fitting.
That dumpster connects you to the New York City subway.
Oh, my God.
It'd be possible. Man, Oscar is living the life. I bet you don't pay no rent in that dumpster. No rent.
Oh, you're right about that.
Living rent-free in New York. What a guy. And good for him. And good for Stephen A. He can afford his own dumpster. He's making $20 million a year now. Anyway, besides that, speaking of big, big, big money, there's somebody making big money. His name is Josh Allen. Over the weekend, we learned that Josh Allen now has a contract extension. This man's money has been upped to $55 million per year. Oh, yeah. He's living good, isn't he? Right. $330 million over the next 6 years. $250 million guaranteed. I guess it pays to win an MVP award in the NFL. And so Josh Allen is now tied for the second highest paid quarterback in the entire league. Dak Prescott, who has no MVP, has no championship game appearances, he's number one. He's making $60 million a year. And so the question exists to Josh Allen specifically. Why did you settle? You could have made $60 million a year. You, Josh Allen, could have been the highest paid quarterback in the entire NFL. Josh Allen spoke and he pretty much answered a question as to why he didn't take more money. And he sounds like a human being. Listen to this.
what's five more going to do for my life that I can't already do right now, right? So, like, it's not that crazy to me, right? Like, I live a pretty good life. Got a house, got a car. We're good. But I wasn't looking to absolutely kill them at every chance that I could. And I told my agent that. I was like, hey, if this has any impact on the pack, or impact on the cap, I should say, let's figure out a way to not do that.
Wow. Wow. Well, he's reasonable. Like, for him, yeah, what's $5 more million? I just signed a $230 million deal. That's cash. That's liquid. That's being deposited into his account. And, yeah, he got to pay half of that in taxes. Half of that is going out the door. But still, $100 million, $150 million, it doesn't matter how much he pockets. That's still a lot of cash. What's $5 million? I'll take $5 million today. To him, it's nothing. And we've heard this before. People like to bring it up every so often. Maybe now, you know, Josh Allen will be the next example. People proclaim for years that Tom Brady was never the highest paid quarterback, that Tom Brady was always out here getting the money, that Tom Brady, oh, he only made 25 mil. Only made 25 mil. Was never the highest paid. You should get money back. Everybody ain't Josh Allen. Josh Allen now has the highest paid contract in NFL history with the most guaranteed money. He jumped ahead of that guy who played in Cleveland or still plays in Cleveland, Deshaun Watson, making 230 mil. Josh Allen is guaranteed $250 million. He ain't give no money back on his first contract. He sure as hell didn't. The name of the game is to get that cash, to get the money. Get the money, get the cash first. And then worry about everything else. So Josh Allen is in a good place. Because there's a lot of other players who aren't in a place to just give up money. And think about this. For all the hundreds of players who are in the NFL, more than 1,000, what are you talking about, 1,300? You think everybody's in a position they got to be? I don't know. But 10 guys, 15 guys who can legitimately say, you know what, I want to leave some money on the table. And they're all star quarterbacks. And not even. There might be three. Hickey, who are quarterbacks who could leave money on the table? Him, Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
Dak, if he wanted to.
Mm-hmm. I mean, would you put, like, Tua, Trevor Lawrence, like...
Yeah, guys, Jalen Hurts. So, what, 10 guys, maybe? 10?
Maybe if you want to project ahead, like, probably Jaden Daniels, probably.
On the pathway, oh, my God, how much is he going to make when it's time? He just goes backwards. What's he going to make, 70 a year?
That, 65 at least, you would think, right? Oh, you're probably right, closer to 70 by the time 2 or 3 years comes around.
That's right. Damn. Hickey, I'm going to start robbing banks. Yep.
That's the move, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to start. There's no other way. Just robbing banks. My time has passed to make 50 and 60 and 70 throwing a ball or kicking a ball or shooting a ball.
How much did you think you could get in one looting of a bank?
A looting?
Robbing, whatever.
I don't know where to start, man.
If you were to go tomorrow to the local bank.
They don't even have money back there, right?
I think you can probably get a few thousand dollars. I don't think you're getting away with.
You got to put a note to the teller? Like, how does it even work?
I don't know. I guess right? You pull out the gun and say, give me the money. That's all I see in the movies.
I need to go watch the Batman? You seen Batman, right? When the Joker robbed the bank?
No.
Hickey.
I've never seen any of those movies, and I really have no.
What?
No motivation to.
Hickey, listen to me. Listen. The opening scene, I don't know what it is. I may send it to you in the break.
Okay.
The opening scene of Batman. I don't know. I don't know which one it is. The Dark Knight. I don't know. I got to figure out which name it is. The opening scene where the Joker robs the bank is one of the best opening scenes of a movie I've ever seen. And I'm not no movie aficionado. I don't like movies. They're too long. I don't got the patience for it. It's one of the best scenes I've ever seen. You have no idea what I'm talking about?
No idea. I'm down to watch it. I'm very open to watching it, but I have no idea.
It's literally, the scene is maybe like 3 minutes. I'm going to send it to you in a break, okay?
Okay, I can watch.
You got homework for the break. Ack is, I know you got other things to do. Hey, Ack, you're here, right? You're here?
I'm here.
Do you know what scene I'm talking about?
I believe so. It's been a long time since I've seen that movie, but I believe so.
What, he has a mat. There's like, they're all dressed as clowns, and yes, they go to the bank, and mm-hmm. Wasn't that an excellent, like, the thought process of it was genius, wouldn't
yes,
you say so?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So my point, Hickey, is after you watch the scene, Hickey, you will understand. Me, you, and Ack, and maybe Marco Belletti, I don't know who else. Maybe Sophia, if she's there. We can ask Zach what he's doing. We got to ask a couple of people. We just put on masks, and we just rob a bank. Problem solved.
Or you could do like, you know, Woody Allen, take the money and run. Give him a note. I have a gun.
I don't know if that'll work. It's too much technology and panic buttons, you know?
This is true. But the best part of the joke was nobody could understand his handwriting in the note.
Yeah. He caught on the way out.
Yes.
Matt, I'll figure something out. I'm going to send that to Hickey in the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Good for Josh Allen. This man makes so much money, he can afford to leave some on the table. 855-212-4227. We come back. We'll talk about an NFL team. Well, they don't like paying anybody money. And then we'll talk about a quarterback. Well, he may not make another dime in the NFL. I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers. We'll get into the Bengals and Rodgers on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We just heard from Josh Allen. The man said he is not trying to break the bank with the Buffalo Bills. He's like, what's $5 more million going to do for me? Nothing. Nothing. He says, I'm good. I got a house. I got a car. I think he got a fiance, I think, too. Good for him. He's a happy man. What else does he need? All he needs is a Super Bowl, right? For his professional life, he got an MVP. Vince Lombardi would go a long way. He don't need no more money. He does not need to rob a bank. Hickey, did you see that bank robbery scene from Batman? Did you see it?
I did. Isn't wow.
That's amazing, right?
That is amazing. I was more mind blown by just the process of killing off basically everyone else so you get all the money yourself.
Right.
Than the actual, you know, heist of going in there, holding everybody up, using that giant machine to undo the lock. Wow, that's...
It's cool. Well, if we robbed a bank, I wouldn't off you. I wouldn't do that. We could share the money.
Thank you. I will say, now that he's not here, I would not trust Ack. I'm just going to throw it out there right now.
You wouldn't trust who?
Ack. Wouldn't do it.
Oh, Ackerman?
He wouldn't kill us. He would sell us, though, down the river right away.
Oh, my
God. Doubt about it. He would make a deal with the feds in a heartbeat.
Oh, so don't... We shouldn't involve him in the bank robbery.
I don't think so. I think he would crack.
Okay. All right, no taking. I was going to say we have him be the first guy as a part of it, but let's not include him at all.
No, Marco's glue guy, he would be 100% with us, no doubt about it. He's loyal.
Okay. All
right. Just be a little afraid.
All right, Marco can be the bus driver. He come through.
Well, in this scenario, isn't everyone dead but the Joker? And if you're the Joker, maybe me and Marco will do our own thing.
Yeah, you're right. You go rob your own bag. I'll meet you guys outside, okay? We'll go from there. Amazing. That was Hickey, if there's one Batman movie, anything, watch that movie. He played the hell out of that role of being a psychopath. And he was such a good, crazy person. It was Hickey. He existed just to drive Batman crazy. It's not even like he wanted to get caught. It's not like he wanted to be rich. He just wanted to drive that man crazy. And he did. It was pretty hilarious and sick. It was good.
I respect the petty level. That's right? Your existence is there just to bother somebody else. It's like the neighbor that does everything just to piss off the other neighbor. I don't even like my lawn being, you know, mowing the lawn at 7 a.m., but I know it pissed him off, so I'm out there mowing the lawn at 7 a.m.
Yeah, he's just,
people are crazy.
Hickey, there was a scene where Batman, he intentionally got caught by Batman, right? In prison, in jail. Batman literally beat the hell out of him, and he is on the floor laughing. He's laughing. And Batman is mad as hell, dragging him all over tables, and he's laughing at Batman. He's like, I love that guy.
That's sick. That is sick.
I love the joke. I love him. Anyway, 855-212-4227. And speaking of another level of sick, Hickey, I don't know if he's Batman level of sick, but he might be there. For all this talk about Aaron Rodgers, we got so much word. The New York Giants are begging for him, and Pat McAfee is saying, oh, he might go to the Steelers, and now he might quit. Aaron Rodgers, he might be like the Joker of the NFL. Except for the Joker, I think, in an odd way, is he's a good bad guy, I think. Aaron Rodgers is just a pain in the ass. I want you to listen to Dan Graziano earlier today from ESPN. He said the Steelers and the Giants are basically desperate at this point to sign Aaron Rodgers. Listen.
It's sad. Like, the Steelers and the Giants are like flagship franchises of the league, and they're waiting on a decision from a guy the Jets just cut. Like, think about that. Like $49 million in dead money on the Jets cap to not have this guy on the team, and the Giants and Steelers are begging him to sign with them.
It's desperate. Everybody's desperate. Although Aaron Rodgers, he might be playing everybody, right? Like, what's so difficult about the decision? Does he need to smoke to make his decision? Does he need to get high? Does he need to drink that juice that makes you vomit? Like, what is he waiting on? Here we got Russell Wilson taking meetings with the Giants and the Browns. And Aaron Rodgers is just loving the speculation. He is basking in the attention. And I'm certainly giving it to him. I want you to listen to this from Pat McAfee's show. He said Aaron Rodgers is hanging out on the beach, and he doesn't even know if he's going to return. Listen.
Seems like he was contemplating a lot of things. I think that is currently what he is in the middle of. I think, you know, do I want to play still? Is this something, like, did the last 2 years at the New York Jets, and it's not coming from messages to me, because once again, I've been trying to get answers and have not been getting answers. I don't think a lot of people have been, because I think Aaron's trying to find answers right now on what does he want to do? Does he want to commit to another year? Did the Jets situation make him want to play football and prove himself? Or did the Jets situation make him say, I don't know if I want to go through all of that again? We don't know still at this case, at this point, if Aaron wants to play.
Oh, come on, man. Hickey, he's returning, right? He's not going to quit. He's just basking in all of this, and, you know, he's being the master of his own destiny. And I'd be surprised if he retires. I don't think he's going out this way.
Same. I'd be shocked. I don't know. For me, at least, it's not about how you go out. I think for him, it's just the attention.
Ego. And,
right. Yeah. He'll still get attention. I'm sure he'll do a podcast or whatever when he retires. But he will still has a lot more attention playing than he ever will have in the media. And so I think he's going to milk every second of it. I think that's what he's doing right now. He knows in football, he's the biggest story right now. He holds the cards for the rest of the quarterback dominoes. Every big name free agent, quote unquote, has already been signed and off the market. Like, he is the story. And this guy loves dragging it out and being at top of mind as long as possible.
You think he's going to do a podcast when he quits? Like a mindfulness podcast?
Wouldn't be surprised. He's doing something. He's not just going away and hiding. His ego could not handle being forgotten.
He keeps talking about how when he's... I watched all four episodes of his whatever the hell it was.
No, you didn't.
I did. What was it, Netflix? Oh, I watched it.
Why?
He was going in the woods. He took a couple NFL players on him to do that stuff. Ayahuasca. Why? I try to be educated about about sports, Hickey.
Did you... Damn, okay. Making me sound like a bad guy now for not watching.
I'll watch the Celtics. They got something out on HBO. I'll watch that.
Did you learn anything from Aaron Rodgers that you didn't know before?
No.
Okay, fair.
No, I didn't learn anything. No. He took a couple NFL players with him to do the stuff.
Oh, yeah? Who joined him? Do you know?
Micah Hyde, I think.
Okay.
Is he in the league anymore? Got hurt. I know he got hurt.
Yeah, I don't. I came back from retirement with the Bills.
Micah Hyde, Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Oh, they played on the Packers? Hyde was out there? Okay. Oh, wait, no. Micah Hyde. I need to put ayahuasca with his name. Yeah. I don't remember him being on that team. Let's see. Alcoholism, ayahuasca, and the enlightenment of an NFL player. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Poyer.
Oh, Jordan Poyer.
Yeah, mixing up my defensive backs here.
Well, they were never teammates. Interesting.
No, they weren't. Yeah. So Poyer and Aaron Rodgers were doing the stuff together.
Dude, I like that. Doing the stuff.
Doing this.
That you could take that a million different ways, by the way.
The ayahuasca.
Doing the stuff.
Jordan Poyer was introduced to ayahuasca by Aaron Rodgers. There we go. Jordan Poyer has been successfully using plant-based medicine to improve his mental health after learning about it from Rodgers' appearance on the Pat McAfee show. So Aaron Rodgers is influential.
Just what we need.
He can get everybody on the stuff. Oh, okay. I don't know if his wife likes it, but that's a story for another day. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break when we come back. I did mention Trey Hendrickson and the Bengals. And then we're going to get into an NBA coach who might be destroying his own players. I'll tell you who on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.